Yeah. You guys got to run it, right? How'd you guys feel? Huh? All right. How'd you feel? Is how'd you feel? Yeah, Genesis, how'd you feel? Do you guys feel a little lost? All right, that's all right. You could turn the pad down just a tad bit. Let's pray before we start, yeah? Lord, we thank you, God, for this time, Lord, of worship. Lord, we thank you for this time, Lord, of just going into your word. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, receive what you have for us today. I thank you for every heart, every mind. And thank you for the ears that are here, Lord, that we could be listeners of your word. And not just listeners, but doers of the word, Lord. Lord, I thank you. We thank you for Pastor Joel, for Candace. We thank you for the little homie that's here now, Lord. We pray that he's healthy and that he's sleeping well. Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I have 20 minutes of your time? All right. If you pay attention, I promise you, you'll get something out of this. If you don't, you're not. So just pay attention for 20 minutes. I was studying this out this week, and I wanted to share it with you guys because I know a lot of you deal with this stuff, and I deal with this stuff too. And it's, do you guys know what a stronghold is? Can somebody give me a definition or what your idea is of a stronghold? Raise your hand. Janice, you go first. Something that holds you back? Yes, what else? Something that's very what? Something that's very rooted? Something that's very strong? How about that? Yeah? So a stronghold doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. Because in the old days, they would build strongholds to be safe. David hid in strongholds all the time from his enemies. But in the spiritual, they're not so good sometimes, especially in our mind. So we're going to read this. And this is crazy. I was studying this out. So Paul here is speaking to the church of Corinth, the Corinthians. And those guys were naughty, naughty people sometimes. Just like us. Are you naughty sometimes? I am. And Paul is, he's kind of being a little bit aggressive towards them because he needs to bring correction. And we're going to go into this. So tell your neighbor, pay attention to this because this might be for you. Amen. So we're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And we're going to read verses 3 through 6. And the Bible here says, Paul writes, "For though we walk in the flesh," tell your neighbor, "we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh," meaning that our battles aren't against people. Watch this. Verse 4. "For the weapons of our warfare," I love this because Paul is being aggressive and he's using warfare language. He's using not like a passive language. He's using language that soldiers or armies would use. So he's saying, Our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Look, for pulling down strongholds. Verse 5. Casting down, now watch this, I love this. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So Paul is saying, as Christians, we need to cast down arguments. Casting down arguments means we have to destroy arguments. We have to tear them down. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now, why is Paul telling this to the church of Corinth? Because those guys started to question Paul's authority. They started to question Paul's leadership. They started to question the gospel, and they started kind of doing their own thing. They were practicing their own gospel, and Paul is going to come and bring correction. And he says, "Bringing every thought into the captivity to the obedience of Christ." and being ready to punish, say punish, all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, we're going to break this down a lot today. Look, Paul realizes that he has to be a little bit aggressive and use aggressive language. And he teaches that church, and he teaches us today, that we have to destroy strongholds. Now, again, we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. And again, it's not a physical battle, but the battle that the devil's waging against us is what? Mental. How many of you deal with like mental thoughts all the time? And sometimes the things that the devil attacks us with is like the same thing that he's been attacking us for the last 15, 20 years. Yeah? You're good for nothing. You're never going to be anybody. You suck. No one likes you. Your parents hate you. Your mom hates you. Your dad hates you. You're a loser. Look at everyone else. And so the devil brings all those thoughts. And guess what? If we don't address them and get violent, then they're just going to stay there. And this is why we live a life of, I'm a loser, I stink, I'm good for nothing, I'm dumb, my mom was dumb, I'm dumb, my kids are going to be dumb. Like, those are strongholds, yeah? Now, and what happens is those thoughts, they puff themselves up against God and anything that God's ever said. And as a believer, we must demolish them. And watch this, we're going to go into it. The Bible talks about God being our stronghold. Go to that Psalm scripture, brother. Psalms 18:1 says, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation. What? My stronghold. So Jesus should be the only stronghold in our lives. God should be the only stronghold in our life. He's the only one that could have any part of our brain. Now, see, no matter what comes our way, God has to be our safe place. That's the only thing. But the sad part is that we allow the strongholds that Satan brings, and we let those things be our strongholds. And we say no to God and yes to Him, essentially, right? Yeah. And again, I'm going to keep saying this. Paul teaches us to demolish the strongholds. Now, watch this. This stronghold is built in our mind. And when we believe it and accept the arguments that the devil brings to our brains and all the knowledge that goes against God's word, see, the enemy now has built a stronghold in our mind. And when the devil does that, he creates these arguments. Man, I hate arguing with the devil, and I do it all the time. And I'm like, I'm trying to convince myself who I am in Christ. And I know that I'm not battling anyone else or what anyone has said about me. I'm only battling the enemy, right? Now, Pastor Drew was saying the other, like 2 weeks ago, and I'm not saying what he said, but it's almost the same. If we can change the way we think, then we will change our behavior. Do you ever find yourself crying in your bedroom? Do you ever find yourself arguing with nobody in your car? Do you ever find yourself just depressed over the same dumb thing? That means that you're not addressing these strongholds. And it's easy to read these things and say, I'm going to cast down every argument, but are we really doing it? Watch this. So the enemy comes against everything God has said, and if we don't take care of it, we're going to walk contrary to what God says. Watch this. We're going to go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. We see the first time in the history of humankind, or mankind, that the enemy does this. And this is what happens. God tells Eve. Everybody say, God tells Eve. But of the tree of the knowledge. So watch this. This thing right here, this beautiful pillar right here with bubbles. I love these things because my kids love them. God says, from this tree of good and evil you shall not eat. What does he say? Come on, guys. Easy. What does God tell Eve? For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. So God gives an instruction. And watch this. If we jump just a couple chapters after, or one chapter later, chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, then the serpent, who's the serpent? The devil. He says to the woman, you will not surely die. He says, go back. God says, if you eat from this tree, you're going to die. And what does the devil say? You're not going to die. So he understands that if he could plant this thought in her brain, and if she, and it becomes a stronghold, then he could change her actions through thoughts. So watch this. So as soon as he says this, verse 5, and then he tells her, for God knows, now he's twisting God's word, and he's saying the opposite of what God says. For God knows that in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So now the serpent has came to Eve with a thought. That thought becomes a what? A stronghold. And then watch this. It's going to affect what she does. Verse 6. So then when the woman saw that the tree was good, man, this is crazy. A thought that was not in her brain change the way she saw something before. Nuts, right? She saw it a way. This tree is going to be really bad for me because God told me that. But because the serpent comes with this lie, boom, the stronghold happens. And quickly, all of a sudden, what was bad for her is now good. Now, now the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree, and a tree desirable to make one wise. Look, she takes from it, she eats it, she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. What happens? They die spiritually that day. Yeah. Why? Because they did not take every thought captive. Right. They did not destroy every stronghold. Right. Now watch this. The devil says you will surely, or God says you will surely die. Now here's the argument, here's a stronghold. After she accepts the lie and did not take that thought captive, she sees that tree different. We said that. Now the enemy could not get her to think outside God's will until he first formed an argument to question God. Yeah. This is crazy. And then he only gets her to rebel when he gets her to believe a lie. And he does that to us all the time. See, the enemy builds arguments, lies, and teases us as if God is holding something good from us. And we buy that all the time. Going back to 2 Corinthians, the Bible says that we must demolish every thought, take every thought captive. We must destroy every argument. Tell your neighbor, we must destroy every argument. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We have to cast down every argument. Cast down means to tear down, to destroy. Don't play with it. Don't put those thoughts in a closet. Don't sweep it under the rug. Cast it. Tear it down right when it comes into your brain. And I love this. My parents right now they're renovating their garage. Actually, they had to kind of, they're renovating it. Does anybody know what renovation means? Huh? Kind of remodeling. We take the existing structure and then we just kind of paint it and make it look nicer. Now, did I say renovation? What is remodeling? When somebody remodels a house, what do they typically do? They break down, they start from scratch. This is what we're doing. I wrote this. Here's a problem that God is telling us to demolish every thought, and all we're doing is we're renovating it. So we have these thoughts, right? We have these thoughts, and all we're doing is we're painting over them, where it's like a cosmetic, like a little touch-up. But we're not tearing down those thoughts. We're not destroying those thoughts. God is asking us that we need to remodel everything. That means we have to change the structure. We have to change the structure by demolishing the old and letting the Word of God be our final authority. We must destroy it. Now, I'm telling you, we're going to worship at the end of this. Why do we always feel afraid? Why do we walk in fear? Why are we discontent with life? Why are we stressed? Why are we depressed? Why are we anxious? Because we have not taken every thought captive. That's why. Because if we take every thought captive and we submit it to the Word of God, trust me, the way we think is going to change. See, if we think about anxiety, I deal with that. But what does God tell me? Be anxious for what? Nothing. Nothing. Right? Let the joy of the Lord be our strength. See, if we take the anxiety and we submit it to the Word and say, well, the Lord says be anxious for nothing, and we take it captive. What does taking captive mean? When you go to war and you take the enemies captive, what do? You take them, you walk them away, and you lock them up somewhere far where they cannot get out. So when those thoughts come, take them captive, walk them away from your brain, and lock them up in the Word. Like, what does this say and what is that saying? See, but gosh, man, the devil makes us believe the lies, and then we live a limited life. And God wants us to walk a life in freedom. And we have to remind ourselves who we are in Christ. We have to shake off fear. We have to declare what God says. See, the enemy wants to keep you guys, especially the young generation, in bondage to your thoughts, because he knows the potential that you guys have. He knows the potential that you guys have with your family, with your friends. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm older now. I'm older now. But I still know all the hip music that's out there. You know why? Because I deal with gangsters every day. I listen to their crap on social media when I write warrants for their social media. I know what's circulating in the market. But guess what? I know that stuff comes into our church too. And it messes with you guys. These rappers, these artists, and Miranda said this and I loved it. What do you guys remember what scripture she shared? Come on, guys, please. Huh? Ephesians 5. Anybody? Hold on, not back there. What did Ephesians 5 talk about? Oh my gosh. Can't believe you guys. Anybody? Was anybody paying attention? Is anybody paying attention right now? I guess not. Are you guys listening right now? Yeah. Are you guys here? Yeah. Anybody know what Miranda said or shared? All right, guys, come on, help them up. Hey, Georgie, reading it from the computer? I see you, bro. What was the scripture, Miranda? Ephesians 5, verses 15 through 20. We're going to read it together. It was so good you didn't remember. Remember this. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools. Tell your neighbor, don't live like no fool. But like those who are what? Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Look, right here. She didn't know what I was going to preach about today. I didn't know that she was going to share this. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves. We live in a world where all the music that you listen to is trash. I'm not saying all the music, but most music out there. And guess what? All these artists are writing. Ooh, you guys ready for this? They're writing things that are flowing out from their strongholds in their brain. So what is it? Anxiety. My girl left me. My boy left me. Obviously, they're not saying that. You know, Pastor Drew sometimes rap and my mama hates you. It's funny, but it's true. These people are writing songs based off of their strongholds. And guess what? The enemy uses that music. You say, well, music don't control me. I just like the song. I like the music. Guys, don't be fooled. This stuff creeps into your brain. And it's an easy thought to come into your brain. And next thing you know, you start to believe that. And next thing you know, man, I grew up in a generation where the young kids, you know, guys, what they used to do. And it's crazy because it's still prevalent today. You know what they used to do when they got sad? What do you guys think? Huh? Listen to music. But they self-harmed themselves. That's always been a thing, you know, and it continues to happen. Strongholds. The devil wants you to act on them. I've had friends that killed themselves. I've had friends that hung themselves. I had friends who shot themselves. Why? Because they couldn't take thoughts into captivity. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Listen. This is your life. I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. I'm not going to tell you guys what to listen to. I'm telling you, I love music. I've listened to secular music. I've done all that. But you know what? Even though I like the beat, all the crap that's out right now, it's trash. I'm telling you, it's trash. I'm telling you, I'm a big Justin Bieber fan. I love him because he's just a stud to me. I mean, the Lord is changing his life, but my wife gets mad because I tell him, like, that's kind of my man crush, you know? Like, in music. I love his music, but a lot of it came from strongholds in his brain. You know? All these other people that, I mean, I could name a bunch of bands, and I'm not, because then some of you are going to be like, you're calling me out. I'm not. I just know all the bands that circulate and all the groups and all the singers. It's trash, I'm telling you. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. How are we going to do that when we just have a bunch of strongholds in our brain? We can't. Now, you guys ready for this? See, we can't live in fear. The enemy, when he sees and knows what God has called us to do, he freaks out. And I'm telling you, he attacks us. We start thinking, man, I can't function in the kingdom of God. Think of Moses. Moses was a murderer. Think of David. He was an adulterer. He was a murderer too. Think of Noah. He was a drunk. Can we continue or do we get it? I mean, there's a bunch of... Jesus was the only righteous man. If God used them, he could use you and me too. Amen? We have to start declaring, all things have passed away. All things are made new. We need to demolish every argument and every thought and bring it into captivity, into the obedience of Jesus. We need to lead every thought away from our minds. Man, I've been praying for you guys. I've been praying for you guys on the way here, and I know a lot of people are dealing with this stuff. So I made a list. I bought these guys coffee in the back where the ones that accepted it. To put 30 scriptures that I'm going to shock into you guys right now. You guys ready? Instead of saying, I'll give you guys these later. Instead of saying, I can't, you got to start saying, I am. Watch this. Just flow with me. I am a child of God. Romans 8:16. I am redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Psalms 107:2. I am forgiven. Come on, keep going. I am saved by grace through faith. I am justified. I am sanctified. I am a new creature in Christ. I am a partaker of his divine nature. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am delivered from the powers of darkness. I am led by the Spirit of God. I am, is that it? I am the Son of God. I am getting all my needs met by Jesus according to his riches and glory. I am casting all my cares on Jesus. I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I am doing all things through Christ who strengthens me. I am the heir. What is it? What does this word mean right here? I inherit in God's family. When I go to my parents' house, I could walk in there. I haven't lived with my parents for 15 years. I could still walk into my parents' house. I know where everything is at because my mom is really organized. I know where the cookies are at. I know. It's crazy. I don't know if it's a Mexican thing, but my mom has the same thing that I had growing up as a kid. Like, if I walk into the kitchen, there's a stove, and if I go open up like this, there's these cool containers, and they have these my favorite cookies. They're like two vanilla cookies with cream in the middle. And you know what I do? I pour a bowl of cookies into a bowl, and I put milk, and I eat like the cookies like cookies and milk, but like in a bowl like cereal. I do that at their house all the time. And guess what? My mom doesn't tell me, hey, don't get my milk. Hey, don't get my cookies. Why not? Because I'm an heir of those cookies. I am an heir of God, and I'm a joint heir with Jesus. I am an heir to the blessing of Abraham. I am blessed coming in and going out. I am an heir of eternal life. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. I am healed by his stripes. I am exercising my authority over the enemy. I am above and I am not beneath. I am more than a conqueror. I am establishing God's word here on earth. I am an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the what? The word of my testimony. I am not moved by what I see. I am walking by faith and not by sight. I am casting down vain imaginations, every thought. I am bringing every thought into captivity. I am being transformed by the renewing of my mind. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am an imitator of Christ. I am justified. That was it, right? No? I am blessing the Lord at all times and continually praising the Lord with my mouth. Guys, all of these scriptures, I could give them to you. I have it in a Word document. I wrote them all out. If you want them, come and ask me or airdrop them to you right now. You guys need to declare this. Taking every thought into captivity. Why? Because we are the Lord's. I said we are the Lord's. We are not sons of Satan. We're sons of God. So listen, I don't know what thoughts you've painted over. I don't know what thoughts you swept under the rug. I don't know what thoughts you've placed into a closet. We got to cast them. We have to destroy them. Because if we don't, they're going to destroy you. I need to do that. You know what I ask? I ask the Holy Spirit, show me thoughts that are beneath all the rubble that I've created in the last 38 years of my life. Because I have. Have you ever been talking to someone and you get upset and something just comes out? You're like, where did that come from? Anybody? Are you guys still here? Yeah. It came from a thought that you didn't take captive. Yeah.